8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. How's that?
I didn't get enough. What would you say the days of the week?
Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right. The months of the year?
If I know them, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November,
okay.
December, okay?
Okay. As you know, once you get the recording level adjusted, then that's, can forget about it safely.
Now, if you want me to tell you about what I know about these, remember from as of now, the way I remember in the past, buildings where the tenants lived and how they located about close to the field so that the women could watch their children and be close where they could do some field work like hoeing, picking cotton, and of course.
Yes, sir, that's exactly what I'd like to.
Such a terrific difference now. For instance, I farm a little farm down here in Chulas, about 30 miles south here. When I first got this place about 25 years ago, it was 15 building houses on it. At one time, it had been 26. I have cleared up about 250 acres more than it ever was at that time. Yet I get by with three families on it.
Three families.
And I have those old buildings was very cheap and poorly constructed and they deteriorated so fast. And can you hear me from there?
I'm sure it's all right.
Anyway,
yes.
At first, those houses was in my way. They'd breed a good place for but we was insects that hibernated around, and I didn't have any use for them. We used to save a little hay, our cotton seed, and maybe put fertilizer for storage, just any building, hay tear down. But to get in the way in, and I have to do it, and I tried to stack the lumber up, and finally got to the point where that was costing me too much. I just burned them up. There's nothing in there. Now we're down there with just a very few buildings. It doesn't look anything like it did way back yonder, you know.
How was the barn, or what were the principal buildings that you used for, like the barn, sheds?
We had a seed house, and back in those days, most people had a smokehouse, and where they keep the meats and things like that, you know.
How was the barn? How large would the barn be, and what did you, how was that arranged?
Well, it was more or less to your road and your high place and your land, you know, all the turn road and everything. Well, you can look at it and tell that's where your high land was on this delta land. It's different from hill land, you know. Mm-hmm. And wasn't much to it. We had a little place in there for keep corn, hay, and then easy way to feed it out one at a time. Down here we have so much rain, mules in the bog, and it gets so terrifically bogged up that you'd almost have to keep them inside. And we had another problem back when mules worked this country. And I don't know why, and I guess it cleared up so much land too. I had buffalo gnats. You know what I'm talking about, a buffalo gnat?
No, sir, I don't think, in fact, come across that.
In this Mississippi Delta, they were just swarmed. It would almost kill a mule animal. I've seen them put a croaker sack in front of them as they walked down there to kind of keep them off.